riots and stuff, tanks going up and down the street, you know. But the black women were tough. I remember during the riots, the soldiers in curfew, the tanks would go down the street. And because kids are sitting on the stoop, the porch, they would point the gun from the tank over. The
turret, yeah.
And what was so funny, picture this. Yeah. Okay, here's the army pointing the tank at the kids. And who comes out and cusses them out, goes up to the tank, the black women.
Oh,
yeah. Oh hell no, what you pointing that gun at my... I mean, it was amazing. It's amazing, amazing stuff.
Yeah.
But I came, I got to Chicago.
Before you pivot, because I just... I love to stop sometimes at the absurdities that black existence requires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're describing growing up in Newark, New Jersey. And Newark has a very colorful history, and that is not the best use of the word.
That's right.
Very colorful history. And it has now been normalized in your recollections that you had not just tanks rolling down your neighborhood. That's America for people that have trouble, you know, sort of processing
exactly
that.
Exactly.
And that they, the I assume this would be the National Guard, has no problem whatsoever just pointing a turret in a general direction.
You know, they thought it was, you know, make the kids laugh. And then to see, it was surreal to see the women. It wasn't men.
Mm-hmm.
To see the black women come out and go up to the tank.
Yeah.
We're not having this.
Yeah.
We keep moving. We're not having this. It was amazing times.